New York City for All is for everyone that lives here. Every race, every ethnicity, every person with a disability, every sexual orientation. So that's what when we're thinking about Cities for All.
What led you personally to become actively involved with the protection of the rights of disabled persons?
What made me be more involved in protection of rights of people with disabilities is when I had a spinal cord injury 22 years ago in a bicycle accident. And from there, I knew that people with disabilities need to be represented. And through my career and through my college, I was able to get more involved with people with disabilities.
Can you tell me some of the accessibility projects that New York City is working on currently?
There are many accessibility projects that the City of New York is working on, making cabs accessible, helping to make our streets more accessible for people with disabilities, including accessibility in all of our parks programs, all of our programs that the city has to offer, and other areas that we're working on are finding ways to make subways accessible. And one of our key initiatives is to ensure that people with disabilities have a path to employment.
How can you ensure that? Can you elaborate more on that with employment?
Yes. We are working on ways to include people with disabilities in employment. We have built a business development council with businesses that are interested in hiring people with disabilities in different sectors around the city, which include finance, which include hospitality, transportation. City government has a role to play in this as well, making sure that the jobs that the city has are available for people with disabilities. So we're this business development council are interested in finding people that want qualified people that can fill these jobs. So we're working with those businesses and also working with colleges around the city and our Department of Education as well, building a pipeline of qualified people that can fill those jobs in our Business Development Council.
Still about employment, what changes have you seen so far?
The willingness for people to employ, getting disability awareness training, seeing people with disabilities coming off poverty, applying for accessible, affordable housing that the mayor is pushing for, getting more involved in activities such as our community boards, such as our government process, nonprofit organizations, and advocacy.
Now, as we're commemorating the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, what do you think the UN can do differently to help them?
Well, building on the CRPD, making sure that people's basic rights are adhered to and that nobody is left behind. And I think that's exactly what the City of New York is doing as well. And being here on the Conventions on Rights with People with Disabilities on the International Day of Persons with Disabilities is something that the city is truly ingrained in.
What do you think that we, the ABLE, can do to help?
I'll continue to work with the city. I think the UN, working with the city, which we're doing now, working on collaborative issues and making sure that we're aligned in our goals.
Do you face any challenges in working on the accessibility projects?
Well, there are always problems to include disability. Sometimes there are attitude barriers, and we're able to break down those barriers by training and talking and getting that through. And then there's always the issue, unfortunately, disability. Our civil rights movement comes with a price. It's not about changing, it's about changing programs and services, but the problem that we face is there's a dollar amount. How do we make sure and infuse that dollar amount is taken away and that accessibility is adhered to? And that's always going to be a problem with disability, but we have to stay steadfast in what we're doing and make sure those dollars are allocated for accessibility projects.
So are you also working on helping to alleviate the stigma that persons with disabilities often face?
Yeah, there's a big stigma with people with disabilities face, but the only way we're going to break that down if people with disabilities are visible. Making our cities accessible, keep people visible. Keep them in our transportation system. Keep them on our streets and sidewalks that are accessible. And the more that we see people with disabilities in the workplace, we break down that stigma.